It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Astronaut Bruce McCandless has been involved with the U.S. space program for decades. He worked in ground control during Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon in 1969. In 1984, he became the first man to spacewalk untethered in an MMU, or manned maneuvering unit. KUNC's Nathan Heffel spoke to McCandless in Littleton at the Lockheed Martin Waterton Canyon facility during the company's 100th anniversary celebration.
Your first spacewalk was on a Challenger shuttle mission, and you were a mission specialist there.
When people hear the name Challenger, they think of the action, but the Challenger was an excellent spacecraft. It performed beautifully for us, and it was very, very unfortunate that a solid rocket booster malfunction.
You worked from Lockheed Martin at the time, or what it was called then, Martin Marietta. Why did they choose you to go into space?
I was very pleased to have been selected to be the first to fly the manned maneuvering unit, sort of human satellite, human cannonball, if you will, partially or probably largely based on my work with Martin Marietta in developing the unit, qualifying it, and being the guy that was most proficient at flying it. The actual spacewalk, and I'd like to point out that I shared it with then Army Major Bob Stewart, who's currently living down in Colorado Springs, Woodland Park area.
Bruce, we're standing next to the latest in Lockheed Martin technical design. It's a true virtual reality simulator. How has technology changed since the cutting-edge science seen during the Challenger years?
The principal simulator for the manned maneuvering unit, the Space Operations Simulator, was something that had a 17-foot-wide carriage that moved up and down this 60-foot-long railroad track. It was literally the erector set, sort of a railroading-type approach to the simulation. The controls of the MMU generated electrical signals, which went into a digital computer, by now a very primitive digital computer by our standards. What you saw in the virtual reality laboratory here, it's a fantastic tool for real-time interactive design.
Bruce McCandless II was the first man ever to fly untethered in space. He spoke with me at the Lockheed Martin Waterton Canyon facility in Littleton. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.